Parshas Chayesara, it's the first time you have the Tiras Tzadikim mentioned. Chazal say, "V'yu Chayesara me'ashana yedei Hashem yimei tmimim v'nachlosam lo'elam tiyah." HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the days of those people that are tomim, v'nachlosam lo'elam tiyah, and therefore the nachla is nitzchias. That's the nachla. So one pshat is kishem shein tmimim kach shneisam tmimim bas kofke basayin lenoi bas kofke bas chofshan lechet, which is what Rashi says. The understanding of it in the sense of that she was kulei toiv from beginning till the end. Davach yedei Hashem etmimim zusara shahoisa tmimim maser. Sara was tmima b'maseh. Not clear what the nafka means in those pshatim, but Omer Rabbi Yochanan kado agalto tmimta, like an eagle. The pasuk pshatim it's a calf that's tamim. What the marshal is over here? What does Rabbi Yochanan want? Kado agalto tmimta. Very hard to understand. Where's it coming from? Like an eagle that's tamim. And the same thing is true about a seh that's tamim. And the same thing is true about anything else. What's the kadar galta tmimta? Then it says, Nachlosan lel tia shnema veyu chayesara, shechov chayem shal tzadikam fiamokam olam hadza olam haba. So Al Kaponim, Chazal over here are saying that the shanim of tzadikim are tmimim. And this is the union of Sarah. It sounds very familiar to the Indian that it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maslim Shnei Sehem Shal Tzadikim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Hayoyim Digmorin Sukkah Darshans, that the years are complete when they die, and the years that are complete to the birthday, that's a certain sign of Tamimus. It's nice, it's sort of a very chikava thing, somebody's nifta on the day he's born, but to say that there's something about it that describes a tzaddik, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maslim Shnei Sehem. Maslim Shnei Sehem means he doesn't give them a hefyeh extra either. It's a bracha only if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rounding off upwards. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rounding off downwards, it's certainly not a bracha. What's the inyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maslim Shnei Sehem? Besides which, we have a chazal before that Sarah heard about the Akedah, and when she heard about the Akedah, it says, Paruch HaNishmosa, and that's why she died. So the implication is that it was an abrupt tira. It was Ke'ilu Shalei Be'ita. He says over here, they say that that's what the Medrash is trying to say over here, that even though it was, Chazal say that it was because she heard about the Akedah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, but the Medrash is telling you that they're Tomim, and Shnei Seyem are Tomim, and therefore it must have been that it happened on the day that she was born. In other words, Chas V'Sholom, that it was in the middle of the year, but it's the end of the year. It certainly is not, certainly it doesn't sound like the Pshuta of the Chazal over here, that it says that it was Paruch HaNishmosa suddenly. And I try a little bit to understand over here. What is the inyan over here of this Tmimus? The Tmimus expresses itself specifically in the inyan of the Shonim, of Shonis. And I want to try a little bit to be aimed on the Teichin of the Chazal over here. There's a Gemara in Chulin, Gemara is in Avodah Zarah, and in Zvachim, the Gemara declares this is Gemara Chulin. The Gemara declares a Shaila. The Gemara says that Treifa is doesn't live 12 months. So Rashi says over there that what's the union of 12 months? What's the pshat that a Treifa doesn't live for a year? So Rashi says that there are certain defects, there are certain wounds that react badly to heat. There are certain wounds and diseases that react badly to cold. So if it lives a half a year, then we don't have a raya that it's not a treifa. If it goes through Yud Beis Chodesh is a complete cycle of where something is totally goes through all the seasons, and therefore you see that it's actually it's viable. The Haggad, that's one of the, when they make batim terein tefillin, they also let it go through a complete cycle of seasons to see if the leather doesn't get deformed. Some gets deformed by heat, some gets deformed by cold, by the rain, and so on, by the moisture. But akoponim, there's a complete cycle of a year produces a type of is a raya on some's viability because it's gone through every different aspect of weather, climate, etc. I want to understand this nekud over here. It says it, by the way, by Esrig also. It says an Esrig is the perfect one of the Minim. An Esrig is called Priets Hada. So the Gemara says on it, the Simen of Esrig is Hadora Li Lonoi Mishana Lashana. It lives from year to year on the Esrig tree. That's the hallmark of an Esrig. It stays on, it can stay on for an entire year. And that's why it's Hadar. So, what's the Indian of staying on an entire year? I mean, it's a curio, I guess. I'm not familiar with all the Eitzim and Nasavim, but Agoponim, Chazal felt that this is the only one, and this is the mark that the Torah gave as Priets Hadar. One of the Inyanim of the Hadar is it's constantly there. So, we need to understand like this. In the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down a mahalach of shinui, a mahalach of shinuyim that takes place within the framework of shana. You know, it's time at its very, very, at the heart of time is change. If there would not be any change, then time would be meaningless. In a picture, you take a picture of somebody, 40 years later, when I say the picture is 40 years old, what I mean to say is that it was taken of the person 40 years ago and the person looks differently. But let's say the person was nifter right after I took the picture. I tell the person it was taken 40 years ago, it doesn't mean anything. Sometimes the page might fade, but if the page weren't to fade and you just have that frozen picture, it wouldn't mean much to say that it's 40 years because time doesn't mean anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, like it says by Noach, that it says that there were seasons of Kotzer, and there's Chorish, and there's Yoim, and there's Laila, and all of the different seasons that the year consists of is because the year is the unit of Shinui in the Bria. And that's why it's called a shana. It cycles through an entire cycle. It's kulay change, and each and every day is a day of different properties. The sun is in a slightly different angle at a slightly different spot, and it produces the changes. The fundamental changes in our world start with the weather, and as the heat, the cold, the wind, the rain, etc. That's all a product of the shana. Once a year goes by, we recycle again and go back in through another period. And years, we mark the difference in years just with numbers. But there is no differences, obviously, in the quality of the year or whatever it is. That's the way it is. The Mahalach of Shinui accomplishes two things. It tests those things that are not complete and consistent within themselves. Let's explain this. Something that's a Dovah Sholem, something that is complete within itself, means that it has no need for anything else. It's not dependent on anything else. And therefore, its survival is not affected by anything else. You have, for instance, in nature, you have elements that are very stable because they have a complete ring that's filled. It doesn't interact with anything else, doesn't need anything else. It is what it is and stays the way it is, unless some great force on the outside tries to disrupt it, because it's complete within itself. So it is not dependent on anything outside it, and therefore it's not affected by anything outside of it. Those two go together. On the other hand, you have elements that are missing particles, and then it needs to bond with something else to give it a very stable stable status, and it's volatile depending on how much it's missing and so on, and it can keep getting dislodged and relodged and so on and so forth. Because it's not shalom within itself, because it's something that's not tamim, therefore it doesn't, it is affected by things on the outside. So, nivroim that are called dvarim shleimim, and that's called tamus, something that's a dover that's tamim, that is not affected by anything outside of itself. It's not dependent on anything else, it's not affected by anything else. On the other hand, something which is lacking something, or it's dependent for something, it may be affected by different factors. So let's take it at the mushal, the Shem Shmuel says from his father, the Rashi in Chulin. When you have a trefa is missing something, but it may not be, it may function well during certain tkufis. Let's say an animal doesn't have the ability to make heat in its body, so in the hot sun, it's not going to have a problem. On the other hand, if it can't get rid of its heat, it's not going to have a problem in the cold weather, not have a problem in the warm weather. The year takes the animal through a complete cycle of shinuyim, and if there is any one part that the animal is missing in, it's not going to have it. And therefore, it's going to die then. So the shana produces all the shinuyim that there are, and tests the item, is it self-contained? Is it viable? Or is it dependent on some sort of life support? And if it's dependent on some sort of life support, it's not a living entity. Because that which doesn't have its own life force and it's dependent on something else is not a living entity. And those things that have that can survive themselves are dover sholem, they're dover tamim within itself. Same thing as the Mila of the Esrig. The Esrig's beauty, the Esrig's perfection, the Esrig is the perfect amongst the Minim, is because it can perennially live on that tree because it's not dependent on the heat or the cold or the warmth or whatever it is. It's not only a question, is it negatively affected by anything? The question also, is it dependent on something? And if you're negatively affected by something, it's usually because you are dependent. And when you're missing what you need, then you don't make it. That's the nekudah, that's the inyan of tumimus. You find lamashal by the derech klal at kama that I was able to write it. The Torah when it requires karbonis, tumim and ben shnosai almost always go together. In other words, an animal needs to be tamim, not a balmum. Ben shnosai is that it's you can only be considered a dover sholem if you made it through a year. If you didn't make it through a year, then the shlemus is al tnai. It's not, you know, it's pending. It's not, it hasn't arrived already, because maybe this animal is not a balmum in the summer. Comes the winter, its tzura changes, and so on. Whenever you the keves ben shnosai tamim, the ben shnosai and tamim go together because the ben shnosai gives a larger stamp of tamimus on the animal. So let's go back to the Chazal over here. The Chazal say Yedei Hashem Yemei Tmimim Nachos Olam Tia. It means that when a person is going through a lifetime, and the tachlis to go through a lifetime is to go through the entire gamut of changes that the Zman produces. The person who, so to speak, dies in middle, the pshat is that he hasn't, he was affected by some inyan. He didn't make it through the entire year, and it was this nekuda, that nekuda, the other nekuda. That's the hagdara of such a type of misa. The hagdara of a tzaddik where Kadosh Baruch Hu is mashlim yomov. The pshat in that is that he died because not within a year, not at any particular point within a year. It's just that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is maktziv X amount of years for a person, and he did it. But there wasn't a pagam within the year, because a pagam within the year is be'etzem a pircha on the person's tmimus. On the Agalta, I think Rabbanim says it, I'm not mistaken, he says the word Agalta here doesn't mean it's not Miloshan Eagle, which means a calf, it's Miloshan Eagle, which means a circle. Because whenever you have a cycle, anything that goes in a line has a hefsik at some point. And that's the point at which it ends. It doesn't go further than that. Something which has in itself eagle, a circular nature, then if at every point that you complete a circle, there's no pgam, it's tamim. And therefore, there's nothing over there that is in any way, nothing that disrupted the person's continuity. It just, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going, so igulim. You know, it's kador galsa, means like a circle, loshen eagle, that comes to complete end, and that's its mitzias. I want to answer also the understanding of how could it have been a complete year when it says in Chazal that of course you heard about the Akeda, that's the smiras the Akeda, and therefore it's parach nishmasa and so on. We explained that tmimus means something that's complete, that's whole, self-contained, and viable, and so on. That's the understanding of tmimus. There's a subtler point in this, and this subtle point is a very big nafgemina in this status of it. For instance, let's take a person who has midas tovas of self-sufficiency. Person's mistapik b'muat. A person takes only what he needs, only what he earns by his own labor, and so on. Those are the types of midas that we would include in something which is self-contained, not dependent, self-sufficient, and so on. And that goes into tmimus. But what distinguishes a person's tmimus from when it's its own entity, or shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? For instance, let's take an example. A person buys fabric. A person wants the fabric to last. That's part of the milus of a fabric, is fabric that lasts. And some fabrics have a problem with wet, with moisture, some have a problem with heat, some have a problem with this, with that. And by and large, you want a fabric that's very, very strong. Today, we're also beginning to understand, we want something that when we no longer use it, it should disintegrate into the ground. Because if the fabric is so strong, plastic, fabric, whatever it is, obviously, if it has its own metzias, in a way that it can't become bottle to the ground, it becomes destructive. We don't want it to become a dove of atzmoy. We want to be a dove of atzmoy as per the use of a person. The most shlemistic type of utensil, clothing, etc., is when it lasts totally under every usage that the person needs, but can disappear and recombine again with the, you know, dissolve again into the big earth or whatever. A person's shlemus needs to be dehared in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who says, like it says about Bar Ziba, that he said, I don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help me, just leave me alone, that becomes this midah in a very bad way. Self-sufficiency that doesn't allow itself to say, I am self-sufficient not as a self, but as an Eved Hashem, that if you don't have that midah, then adrabah, it becomes of a desire in a certain sense. The big midah of Tmimus is Tomim Tiyem Hashem Alekecha. It says, don't be choykan dasidus, take each day as it comes, and be mitzapet to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to you. In other words, I'm unfazed by the changes because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing them. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the time for Mesiras Nefesh, this is the time for Akedah, then my shleimus is my hisbatlus. The shleimus of a person, what distinguishes the shleimus from a person, let's say, let's picture it a little bit, let's make a caricature out of it. Imagine Avraham Avinu is a very big tzaddik. Imagine Avraham Avinu is the tzaddik, and his life is dedicated to Hashem. And then the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, go bring Yitzchak for an Akedah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, and Avraham Avinu would answer, we have too much left to do yet. Call back some other time. Right now we have to accomplish. We have a lot of Yiddishkeit to spread now, and we can't do it. So we understand that that's the biggest pagam. What happened is that the Tmimus becomes a circle that doesn't attach itself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The real Tmimus is when the center, the center of the circle is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's Tomim Tiyem Hashem Alekecha. It wraps itself around HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Ratzon. In the Zman of Akedah, the understanding of Sarah and the understanding of what Nefesh was, that this is the point at which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to exit. The Shleimus becomes to exit at that point. That itself is the biggest stamp of Tmimus, is that it becomes time to exit because Ratzon Hashem. It's not a circle that closes around itself. It's a circle that closes around the point of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ritzayne, Chachmas, and so on and so forth. Let's try a little bit to Deheret Navoda. A person's lifetime, we have a wrong picture of understanding what life is about. Let's take a kind of crude mushel. We imagine life to be a road as straight and as uneventful as a turnpike. And imagine a person driving and there's a bunch of lions and tigers. Okay, I mean it shouldn't be there and it's an obstacle and it's terrible. And then goes weiter and there's a bombing and it goes weiter to something else. Those are all events that shouldn't be there, that are disruptive in nature, that really, really are totally alien to what should be there. What I need is a smooth road to go as quick as possible from beginning to the end. That's what it's about. And so we picture our life as a straight road. That's what it should be. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, in his infinite wisdom, chooses once in a while to dump lions and tigers, bombs, different things along the road. It's not. The lifetime of a person is shanim. It's cycles of varying changes. Not to test the person even, I would say it's stronger than that, to identify where the person's lack of tmimus is. It's just like when you test something, we're looking, every person has inherent weaknesses. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us. That's who we are, and that's our metzias. And the way in which a person examines, it's just like when you want to check for certain things, you'll use different contrasting colors to try to check for it because it's very hard, it's very subtle, and you'll use different filters. Some of the things appear in one filter and don't get filtered out in a different filter, and you can't look at it with one light and say, oh, this is what's here. Some bacteria stain this way, some bacteria stain this way, some stain this way, some this type of light, the other light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created shanim. He gave a person shanim. That's the two units. There's yamim, like by Avraham Avinu, and there's shanim. And in shanim, the purpose of shanim is to produce tmimus in a person. As a person begins to, for instance, one person walks into a Beis Medrash with hundreds of people, with thousands of people, and the Kol Torah energizes him so that the person gets swept up and he learns. Put him in a Beis Medrash that's empty, he dawdles dreams and walks out. There's another person, put him in a Beis Medrash with a few hundred people, learning Shtark, and he looks around and he says, you know, I'm really not needed terribly much, and he's out. Put him in an empty place, he's energized because it's, you know, he feels a sense of value, of responsibility, etc. And he goes. And so on. Every single season, every single facet of the Bria, every single Shinui evokes in some people strengthening, some people weakening. And we're put in this world to be mashlim ourselves through the mahalach of becoming tamim. As a person goes through different cycles and he realizes each and every single thing illuminates, each and every single challenge, change, illuminates in the person a possible weakness. Some people learn well as bachurim and taper off when they get married. Some people learn, dump the youth out the window and learn well when they get married. Every single shinui, achayim, produces in different variations in how it's bound to Avodas Hashem. The purpose of life is to build ourselves up so that we become removed, so that the shinuyim no longer affect us. That I sit in Beis Medrash and learn no matter what's around me. And by struggling with the times that I'm weak and realizing where I need to strengthen myself, that's where the person is mashing himself in his tmimus. So it's adarabba. Life is meant to be full of shinuyim, and the avoda is to be mashlim himself, to become tamim through going through the different shinuyim. But a person also needs to understand, adarabba, the more a person is focused on his avoda, the more a person wants to do the right thing and he understands his life, sometimes there are things that interrupt where it seems that a person has to make a decision somewhere to move away from something. Here the person has built up some sort of davar shalom, and now he's has to drop it all. And it's a harder nisoyan. The more successful a person is, the more shalom and the more tamim the person is, the harder the nisoyan is. Because You know, I've done so much and I've built so much, and this is my dream and this is my hope, and I need to walk away from it. That's that nisayon of Sari Menu, that it's something which, if the difference whether the circle is around itself, it wraps around itself, and then it becomes something which is a completely minutik HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adrabe, it's just like if a person's relationship to me is only in his dependency, when he becomes independent, he walks out of my life. But when the person becomes independent and then it focuses around me, let's take a child, the mashal, whose only relationship with his parents is because he's dependent on his parents. Okay, so let's say there's no love and loss between them, and very difficult situation. So as long as he's dependent, there's a begrudging type of accommodations. The day he's independent, he walks out of the life and doesn't turn back. There's no, you know, that's it. But somebody who has it right, somebody who has a good relationship, as long as he's dependent, it's still difficult to have the perfect acknowledgement because the dependency is part of it. But when I become independent and then I shower my parents with care, then it's a much more shlemistic avoda. The avoda of the tamim, when it's focused around HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is by far greater when the independent entity becomes Oyved Hashem and is muchen to do Ratzon Hashem even at the price of its own mitzias. That becomes its shlemus navoida. The shlemus of the circle is when it's around the Kaddish Baruch Hu, not around itself. The first parash in the Torah is the first description of a total life of a tzaddik. It's the fact that the Torah speaks about hesped and bechi and kvura and avelus. That's the first unit of shlemus, and therefore it's the place where we can understand. It's the makor to understand what a davar shalom is. Torah speaks about Noach being a tzaddik, but it doesn't say anything about the end because there's something missing. There were things that later fell apart, and it's not. The first person that's called a tamim is Sarai Meinu. Kulan shavin l'toiva. Kulan shavin l'toiva doesn't mean all the years were equally, what's the right word for it, had the equal amount of avoda. There was ati dati keshef asmara at, there was Mitzrayim, there's vatitzchak pekirba, and so on. Kulan shavin l'toiva meant they were all equivalent in the search for toiv, because that's the purpose of these changes. The purpose of a tsar being tsnua, and the purpose of the tsar of tsaras vatilokach leveis paro, the purpose of tsaras vatikachesh, and purpose of her yitzchak, all of these in yonim were there to bring about the shlemus in the person. Kul shavtev doesn't mean she was a tzaddik from the beginning to the end. So what's the point of what's the point of living 127 years? I mean, where do we come from? The answer is the 127 years all had a common tachlis to it. Each and every change brought about a hashlama. That's the goal. And when the time came to give it up, the shlemus was to give it up. Kadosh Baruch Hu's haftocha is that in the tmimus, Yedei Hashem Yimei Tmimim, in the tmimus of the tzaddikim, nachlosom le'olam tia, nachlos olamim, for the person who succeeded in going through a lifetime and being mashlim himself, so that his mitzius becomes a mitzius kayemis ad atzmoi, his nachlos and nachlos olamim. It's a zelu maser. True olam haba lasts forever. That's mitzad olam haba. So we stay there. So if a person's mitzias is limited, his schar ought to be limited. But once you've stayed in olam haba for X amount of time, the rest is on the house. So it's you know, fine. You don't go anywhere from there. But if a person's mitzias is nitzriistic, because his weather changes and he's above change, that's why the person is nitzrius, then nachlosam is la'olam. His nachla is a nachas olamim. For the person, and that's why when we look back, every phase of change in our lives, every phase of a nisayon, every phase of a new nisayon, every phase of a different nisayon, if we're mashlimit, if we're zeichet to be mashlimit right, and to be oimid on it, and to change ourselves, when we learn from a place that we fell or made a mistake, or didn't live up to expectation, we learn what we need to be mashlim ourselves. When a person is mashlim that, he becomes tomim. A thing that's tomim, if it's gone through Yud Beis Chodesh, it's a chai, it's a bar kayama, it has its own mitzias, and its nachla is olamim be'etzem. Chance.